Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And again, what an exciting part of this story of the book of Jonah, where Jonah has now been vomited out into the area of Nineveh from the great fish. But before we begin our lesson for today, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you in Jesus' name, the name that's above all names, to be taught from your word. I pray by your Holy Spirit, you will teach us that which you'd have us to know today, more about you and more about your son, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jonah, Go to Nineveh Again. And it's taken from Jonah chapter 3 and verse 2. Jonah spent time in a fish's belly before he called out to God in despair and was willing to obey what he had to say. The Lord of second chances gave Jonah another opportunity to comply with his will. And in chapter 3 and verse 2 of this prophecy, the Lord extended Jonah the same instruction to go to Nineveh and preach unto it, where we read, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid you." The verse begins, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city." The writer began with the word arise, which means stand, rise up, confirm, and ratify. Go unto Nineveh, or to the abode of Ninus, which was the capital of the ancient kingdom of Assyria, which was located on the east bank of the Tigris River, which was 550 miles from its mouth and 250 miles north of Babylon. He called it that great city, or that large, important town, or variant. Jonah was to go to the city of Nineveh, which was known as one of the greatest cities of that time period, and the Assyrian capital. The verse goes on to say, "And preach unto it the preaching that I bid you." The writer added, "And preach," or call out, recite, read, cry out, proclaim, and utter in a loud sound unto it, which refers to Nineveh, the preaching or proclamation that I bid you, which means speak to, declare, converse, command, promise, warn, and threaten unto Jonah. When Jonah arrived in the city of Nineveh, he was to cry out and proclaim against it whatever the Lord shared with him. When we think through the words in this verse, we see how the Lord gave Jonah another opportunity to do as he required before. Jonah may have been resistant with the previous commission, but after spending time in the belly of the great fish, he was now more cooperative. Let us be assured that the Lord Jesus does not give up on a person just because they refuse to do as he desires. He gives ample opportunities, though sometimes through much trial and convincing, to obey his will in their lives. May we understand how patient the Lord Jesus is, and be convinced that whatever he desires will be accomplished, even if he has to instruct us in the same manner again and again. Next time we see the Lord tell Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh again. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study in his word. In Jesus' name.